Okay, it is late and I can't sleep, so I thought that I would go ahead and do this questionnaire and I don't know. I've had fun reading and listening to some of your guys's, so I thought that I would do my own. Okay. Who was the last person you held hands with? Good question. I don't know how to answer that question exactly. I can't recall, so that sounds terrible. Probably a friend. I have a fair amount of friends and family that I would hold hands with. I don't know, not intimately though, just like for a moment. I'm rambling. Okay, moving on. Are you outgoing or shy in real life? I am outgoing in real life. I have to be for my work, and I think I'm just naturally that way. I wear bright colors and I laugh loudly and I like to meet people and I enjoy hearing about them. I totally have my moments in being reclusive, but for the most part I would say that I am pretty outgoing and unafraid. As far as online goes, I am very shy. It's kind of a newer world for me. I don't really know what I'm doing, so still figuring it all out, still pretty shy. Okay, what kind of people am I attracted to? I am attracted to compassionate and empathetic people. I'm attracted to people that are open-minded and can see the gray in the world and don't just operate under the assumption that everything is black and white. I'm attracted to people that value their intelligence and are honest. I am attracted to people that find joy in the little things. That's important for me. I think that we could be so miserable in life if we are always looking for the joy that other people have in the things they've found it in, you know, fame, money, nice things, relationships. But if you can find joy in the little things, I think that's a wonderfully attractive trait. I also like tall guys. If that is kind of, I mean, I guess physically, height is fun for me. I like facial hair. But realistically, like, these are all just, they're all just, like, knee-jerk preferences. In getting to know someone, they can look nothing like that. And I will still develop an attraction to them based on who they are. So, there's that. Who from either gender is on your mind in real life or online? I can't answer that question. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Yeah. Who was the last person you had a deep conversation with? My sister, probably. Today was Thanksgiving, so I got together with my family and we had a good conversation about about beauty, and she's quite tall. I'm not incredibly tall. I'm 5'8", and but she's quite tall, and she wears these gloriously high-heeled boots, and she's this fierce woman to be reckoned with, and I'm a bit curvy. I'm not like, I'm a little bit curvy, so I was asking her how she owned her height, you know, like what's it like being so incredibly tall when men are attracted to these shorter women, and most men look up to her. And we talked about me being curvy and how I'm afraid to wear high heels because I already struggle with taking up space in my own body. And let alone, God, what if I add to that and I take up even more space in my height? So now not only do I have thick thighs, but I am also incredibly tall, right, with 4-inch heels on. So I guess it doesn't sound like an incredibly in-depth conversation, but it really was. We talked about body love and self-love and society's diet culture and all that jazz. Anyway, I'm rambling. That was my last deep conversation. And it was with my sister. Anyway, what does the most recent text that you sent say? The most recent text that you sent, that I sent, says, "Thanks for letting me be a slug." I was really tired. I've been up since 4 a.m. And so when it came to doing dishes, I half-assed my way through them, and no one gave me a hard time about it, so that was what that was about. Would you kiss the last person you kissed again? Yes. Do you like bubble baths? I love bubble baths. I think that they are incredibly relaxing. Especially if you can get like lavender oil or something wonderful like that in there. Glass of wine. Yep, sounds like a good night to me. What are my bad habits? I self-criticize sometimes, and I'm getting better at it, but I tend to have a hard time saying thank you. When someone compliments me, I'll simply tell them, you know, oh, they're silly, or, you know, oh, I'm beautiful today, you should have seen me yesterday, sort of situation. So that is a bad habit. I think I need to learn to be okay with people's compliments and not feel inclined to be fakely humble or to not receive them graciously. Other bad habits. Currently, I'm on like this money spending kick, which is terrible, and I am working on it, but the holidays kind of have me in a bit of a bind. buying presents. I am a giver in all walks of life, and Christmas is a time when I get to give gifts, and I really enjoy the art of giving, be it touch, be it time, be it gifts. So it's kind of my jam. I'm pretty jazzed about it, and it's not really helping me with my bad habit of spending money. So yeah, also another bad habit I have is I limit myself. I often put walls up for myself, like, you can't do this, you're too young, you can't do this, you're too curvy, you shouldn't do this, you're too old, all sorts of things. Okay. What part of your body are you most uncomfortable with? What part of my body am I most uncomfortable with? I think it's my tummy, because I have a little pooch. I'm fit, and I'm healthy, and I'm strong. But I think that's a part of my body that I'm still learning to love every day, and it's getting easier and easier. So have any of your exes told you they regret breaking up? Yes, my first one. We were together for almost 5 years, and he asked me to marry him, and I couldn't. It was like that. It was like a come to Jesus moment, and I couldn't do it. But it was a very passionate relationship, and I think passion and connection like that, you don't find that intensity often, and so it was a mutual breakup instigated by myself, but I know that he does regret not doing more to make it stop. Which celebrities would I have a threesome with? Ashley Graham. I would like to. Definitely. I think she's sexy as hell. And my spirit, not my spirit animal, she is my Patronus. There we go. That's a better way to put it. That is not cultural appropriation-y. I like all of the badass women that break beauty standards. Jessamyn Stanley, she's a yoga instructor and she's curvy and gorgeous. And there are a few other yoga instructors. I have a yoga obsession, so they really do it for me. I think women that stand in their own beauty in the body that they have, because, you know, all of our bodies are different and the media only represents 3% of body types. So the other 97% don't get seen constantly. They don't get noticed. You have to open your eyes up every day and see the people walking down the street and realize they're all different shapes and sizes and they're so beautiful. So any women and men that stand firm in that, I think are pretty damn sexy. I've kind of gone all over with these. Unfortunately, sorry. You'll have to love me anyway. Okay. Would you rather live without TV or music? I would give up TV in a heartbeat. Absolutely. Have you ever liked someone and never told them in real life? Totally. I think sometimes the opportunity doesn't present itself, or the emotion is so fleeting it doesn't ever come, you know, to a point where you need to say it. So it doesn't ever come to fruition, the moment to be honest. Also, I like to be approached. I'm a big chicken like that. I don't like to do the approaching, and maybe that should change. Who knows? What do you say during awkward silences? Sometimes nothing. Or a laugh. I think awkward silences are only awkward if you expect them to be filled. So sometimes silence is really beautiful and it just deserves to have a moment where you relax in it. If something is truly awkward, like I choke up during small talk, which happens because I'm terrible at small talk, I will usually laugh and ask them a question. Typically, what brings you joy, or what are you up to today? You know, like just whatever. I ask them a question about themselves. What are your favorite stores to shop in? Thrift stores. If you're being extremely quiet, what does it mean? It either means I'm being incredibly introspective and I am processing something that I have observed or experienced. Or I'm simply just people watching, which happens. I process life often, I think. I'm always in the midst of learning something about myself or my environment or the people in my environment. And so it sometimes brings me to a place where the wheels in my head are turning and my mouth is not speaking, and I think that's okay. Do you smile at strangers? Yes, as often as possible. I like to walk with my head up, and I like to make eye contact, and I like to smile. I also have this weird quirk that occasionally when I look around and I find that people are staring at me, I wink at them. So, it either makes them smile or they look away really quickly. Either way, I think it kind of gives me the upper hand when I feel like I'm being watched or judged. You know, it kind of brings a lightheartedness to it, and I feel back in control. So, yes, always smiling, making eye contact, and the occasional wink. One thing you wish you could change about yourself. I wish that I could handle stress better. I do a lot of meditation and I work on stress management, and I think when I was younger, I was a little more apathetic about, you know, how life turned out, and now that I'm a little older, things stress me out more easily, and I wish that I could have more tools to put it in perspective, you know, and relax. So that's, there you go, I had changed that. Have I been arrested? No, I have never even gotten a ticket. Tell us the story of your first kiss. I was 16 and I was a very conservative religious girl. I'm not anymore on any of those on any account, but I was in my kitchen with a cute boy and he was sitting down in the kitchen chair, had it backwards and was straddling it like all the cool kids did. And I was standing in front of him and we were talking and getting closer and I was so nervous. I didn't even know. Like, I was young and inexperienced and never kissed a boy before. And I just, obviously, I mean, I just had no idea what to expect. And we were talking and it got quiet and he just said, he goes, "Kiss me." And so I leaned over and I planted a big, long kiss on him. And that was the beginning of 5 years of a tumultuous and passionate relationship that did not last. Anyway, do you sleep with stuffed animals? I do not, but I sleep with like 50 pillows and a bajillion comforters. I think I have three comforters on my bed. Don't judge. I like, it's almost like I build a nest in my bed for myself. A little weird. Probably would be different if it was more occupied than it is. You have to forgive me. I have a little bit of a cold, so my nose. First person you talked to today. The first person I talked to today was a man friend of mine, and he simply wished me a happy Thanksgiving, I guess. The last person that I talked to today is you, whoever you are. Is there anyone you want to punch in the face right now? Does Donald Trump count? Because I think, given the opportunity and the privacy, I would totally punch that man in the face. And I'm not one for physical assault, but I don't think I'd regret it. Is someone irritating you right now? No, actually, I'm pretty all right. Who was the last person you cried in front of? Oh, God. I don't cry often, but I think, well, I was having a heart-to-heart the other day with a friend of mine, and I was feeling pretty alone, and I teared up for a second, but it wasn't like full-on booger crying. It was just like a crack in the voice and watering eyes, and where you like, you get the sniffles and you're like, "No, I'm fine, totally. I just, like, is someone cutting onions?" What makes me happy? The little things make me happy. I think choosing to be happy makes me happy. I love journals. I buy new journals all the time. It's this weird thing of like, yes, I'm going to start fresh and love myself and just kind of like journal myself into this place of contemplative, secure goodness. So I love journals. I love things that are sparkly. Like, I'm pretty sure that I'm an 8-year-old inside and would just bedazzle everything if I could. Because I'm weird like that. Dandelion salad makes me happy. A bouquet of daisies makes me happy. Rainbows make me happy. Swimming makes me happy, especially if it's skinny dipping. Food cooked over a fire makes me happy. Nature, hiking in nature makes me happy. So many things makes me happy. It's really hard to I mean, the list goes on for, I think, an eternity. My Virgo sign, oh, my zodiac sign is Virgo, sorry. So, yeah, those are the answers to all of the questions, and I am excited to hear more of your guys's.